Children. October 1886. Fragments of letters. To W.C. White? I have decided to write a few lines more. Elder Bordeaux had to pay out all the money that was sent him, except 10 francs to live on. They have 2 men boarders, and during the summer, 3, which made their expenses large, for milk is high and provisions are high. Now Brother Bordeaux must have more money. I think these men will have to engage in labor in other towns and cities. I should judge they are good workers. Do not fail to send Elder Bordeaux money, for 10 francs will not last long with a large family to feed. He charges only 8 francs per week for all the boarders, provides them bedding and food, and does the washing of Brother Albert. All they charge the conference is just what the bare material comes to. I think this is not just the way it should be. I think $2 per week for each one of the boarders who is devoting his time to the interests of the cause is little enough. They would be glad to have their family to themselves, but cannot do so very well. If the men cook for themselves, it will take much of their time. The meetings here have been sometimes small and sometimes quite a good number out to here. October 1886. For me to obtain a knowledge of what they were doing when we parted, himself and wife shook hands heartily, and he said he hoped the Lord would spare my life to long continue to do good. In the evening he came with his wife and the directress and about 50 of his scholars. I had much freedom in speaking, and he came and thanked me for the words spoken. Today we have had quite a congregation, and I had much freedom in speaking. But Willie, Nîmes is a dark place. The people are far behind, wicked and corrupt, and wise to do evil. It seems like Sodom and Gomorrah. 2 have embraced the Sabbath since we came. 1 is a man who will be of real value. He decided today to obey the truth. The work moves slowly, but the church is being formed and will, we hope, reflect light in this place. They had an excellent social meeting Sabbath afternoon. 16 spoke, and Minister Cruz remained through it all and seemed to enjoy it. Now, if my coming here has done no more, it has, through becoming acquainted with these men, spiked their guns so they will not make a raid on me. They profess to esteem me highly. Brother Ings has done great good here in instructing the people. They have enjoyed listening to him, for they say he makes everything so clear and easy to be understood. He has been very active in working. He has employed his time fully and is much liked. We are of good courage. We leave here tomorrow morning. The Catholic friend and his wife visited us last Sabbath and attended meeting all day. They have just come to go to meeting tonight. He brought me his picture because he had ours, which was given him at Basel. I should not wonder if they might take hold of the truth. He is disgusted with confessing to the priest, who is only a man, not God. He wants a Bible and says he means to read it, that the Catholics are kept ignorant of the Bible because the Catholics do not live its teachings. Well, I like them. They are so kind and sociable. We read that the late rains have submerged 1 village near here, and the people had to find quarters in a graveyard. The prefects went to carry them relief last week. There has not been such a rain for 40 years. Bordeaux writes it has rained 5 days in Italy. Good night. I am real tired. Mother. Mr. Gilly has been very sociable. He sent me a line soliciting we not leave until I had called upon Mr. Cruz, their minister, and also some of their institutions for orphans and fallen women. We felt the work was not fully completed, so consented to stay. Last Thursday we went to Mr. Gilly's institution. He accompanied us all through the establishment. Then we called upon Minister Cruz, who received us cordially. And we had a social chat, and he came out evening after the Sabbath afternoon with the directress of the institution and his wife to hear me, but I had just closed my remarks. I was not well and returned home, and who should come to visit me but the minister, his wife, and the directress of the institution? We had a good visit, and he brought me books and papers.